from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Printed Network.
Oh-kee-pee-doo-ba-doo-kee-pee-doo. We boys need scoopy doo. Bark, bark, bark. Oops, wrong show. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, here it is. A really gross episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now.
It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. And half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now. Gross. Here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina. We're in the 22nd week of Ordinary Time, the 16th week after Pentecost, and our 144th episode of Christos Vintured Anywhere. Hey, I wasn't kidding when I said this show was gross. Get it? 144, 12 dozen, one gross. Yeah, I know. In today's news, nothing happened. Seriously, I have a copy of another lost gem, Book of Sacred Song, from Liturgical Press. And this was the successor to the old Our Parish Praise and Sings from back in the 60s, and is the predecessor to the Collegeville Hymnal of the 90s. We'll be discussing this little interesting book in future episodes. Today we're going to talk about tempo, especially or specifically as it pertains to the beloved hymn Tantum Ergo, as sung to the tune St. Thomas. But first, let's say hello to them jungle screechers. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February alone and what did skip it. Thank you, jungle screechers! Yeah. Today we're going to go into the feast of the month of September 2008 in both the ordinary and extraordinary forms. Last month we did it in alphabetical order, and I was kind of putting myself to sleep. We'll go back to chronological order this time. Luckily, this time they all pretty much fall on the same day. There are no different days for any of these, which is quite nice. So let's start. September 1st, St. Giles in the extraordinary form as a commemoration. And the blessing of human labor, a.k.a. Labor Day, as a votive in the ordinary form. September 2nd, St. Stephen, King of Hungary, third class in the extraordinary form. September 3rd, two forms, two popes. In extraordinary form, St. Pius X, it's a third class. And a memorial in the ordinary form, St. Gregory the Great. September 5th, St. Lawrence Justinian, extraordinary form, third class. Now, the 8th, the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, extraordinary form, second class, ordinary form, feast. September 9th, St. Gorgonius, extraordinary form as a commemoration, and in the ordinary form as a memorial, St. Peter Claver. On the 10th, St. Nicholas of Tolentino in the extraordinary form, third class. On the 11th, Saints Protus and Hyacinth, commemoration in the extraordinary form. The 12th, in both forms, the Holy Name of Mary, extraordinary form, third class, optional memorial in the ordinary form. 13th, St. John Chrysostom, ordinary form, as a memorial. The 14th, Exaltation of the Holy Cross, second class in the extraordinary form, feast in the ordinary form. It falls on a Sunday this year and supersedes the normal Sunday after Pentecost or ordinary time. On the 15th, the Seven Sorrows or Seven Dolors of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that's a second class in the extraordinary form. It's a memorial in the ordinary form, and it's known actually in the modern calendar as Our Lady of Sorrows. On the 16th, Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, third class in the extraordinary form, memorial in the ordinary form. On the 17th, in the extraordinary form, we have Stigmata of St. Francis as a commemoration, and in the ordinary form, optional memorial, St. Robert Bellarmine. September 18th, St. Joseph of Cupertino, third class in the extraordinary form. On the 19th, St. Januarius and his companions, third class in the extraordinary form, and in an optional memorial in the ordinary form, although in the ordinary form it doesn't mention anything about the companions. The 20th, St. Eustace and companions, a commemoration in the extraordinary form. Then we have a memorial in the ordinary form, Saints Andrew Kim Taegon and Paul Chong Hasong and their companions. On the 22nd, St. Thomas of Villanova, third class, extraordinary form. On the 23rd, third class, extraordinary form, St. Linus, and in the ordinary form, a memorial, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, also known as Padre Pio. 24th, Our Lady of Ransom, in the extraordinary form, its commemoration. On the 26th, Saints Cyprian and Justina, commemoration in the extraordinary form, optional memorial in the ordinary form. On the 27th, Saints Cosmas and Damian, extraordinary form, commemoration, and St. Vincent de Paul in the ordinary form as a memorial. The 29th, dedication of St. Michael the Archangel, first class in the extraordinary form. And in the ordinary form, it's celebrated as a feast, and it's St. Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. That's how it's celebrated in the modern calendar. Finally, on the 30th, St. Jerome, third class in the extraordinary form, and memorial in the ordinary form. Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturdays in the extraordinary form, September 6th, 13th, and 20th, and then on the ordinary form, only the 6th, since other feasts take place on the other Saturdays. Also, on the 24th, 26th, and 27th, these are Ember Days in the extraordinary form. In fact, the Episcopal Church still uses Ember Days in their modern calendar. Ember Days occur as four sets of 3 days within the year. Those days are specifically Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. They're set aside for special prayer and fasting. These are also deemed especially suitable for the ordination of clergy. The four sets of Ember Days fall between the third and fourth Sundays of Advent, between the first and second Sundays of Lent, between Pentecost and Trinity Sundays, and the calendar week following the week of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, which is September 14th. However, when the Exaltation of the Holy Cross falls on a Sunday, the Ember Days fall on the following week, thus this year, the 24th, 26th, and 27th. Wikipedia has a page packed with information on Ember Days, and I'm going to leave that link in today's show notes. For great stories on these and other great feasts and saints, let's not forget, you can check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal Sphinx Anywhere suggestion box.
Okay, let's check out our suggestion box for the 23rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. That's coming up this Sunday. And we'll start with the introit. Justus est Domine et rectum judicium tuum, facum servo tuo secundum misericordiam tuam. Somus, beati immaculati in via qui ambulant in lege Domini. You are righteous, O Lord, and your judgment is right. Deal with your servant according to your mercy. Psalm, blessed are those whose way is blameless and who walks in the law of the Lord. Excerpts from Psalm 119 or 118 in the Vulgate. Often when I hear this passage, I think of the second verse of the hymn, God of Our Fathers, which ends with the line, Thy word our law, thy paths our chosen way. Now, for those who use the lectionary option, I'm sure many of you are, the assigned psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 95 or 94 in the Vulgate or Deuterium Rhymes, with the antiphon, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Now, my favorite setting by far for this one is from Songs of Israel, Volume 2. It's Volume 2 of a collection of psalm settings written by Alexander Pelequin. Of course, he wrote Volume 1 back around 1970, And volume two, I think it was around 1981. The Alleluia verse is, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Those who are using the graduale option, the gradual of the day, Beata gens cuius est Dominus Deus eorum, populus quem elegi Dominus in hereditatem sibi. Febo Domini Celi femati sunt et spiritu oris eus omnis vetus eorum. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his inheritance. By the word of the Lord the heavens were established, and all the power therein by the spirit of his mouth. And that is from Psalm 33, or from the Vulgate 32. A nice song responsory, perhaps, as an extra communion piece that would match this, would be Joseph Gelinot's Ring Out Your Joy to the Lord, O You Just, for praises fitting for loyal hearts. The Alleluia verse given here in the Graduale is, Domine exaudi oratione meum, et clamor meus a te veniat. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto you. Now, in the extraordinary form High Mass, these are the words you hear within the dialogue that immediately follows the Asperges Mei, or during the Easter season, the Vidi Aquam. Offertory. Oravi Deo meum ego Daniel, dicens, Exaudi Domine, preces servi tui. Illumina faciem tuam super sanctuarium tuum, et propitius intende populum istum, super quem invocatum et nomen tuum Deus. I, Daniel, prayed to God and said, Listen, O Lord, to the prayers of your servant, and let your face shine upon your sanctuary. Look with forgiveness upon this nation over whom your name has been invoked, O God. These are passages from the ninth chapter of the book of the prophet Daniel, of course. I, Daniel, pray to my God. Now the communion. Volvete et redite Domino Deo Vestro, omnes qui in circuitu, eius affetis munera. Terribili et ei qui offert spiritum principium, terribili apud omnes reges terre. Make vows unto the Lord your God and accomplish them, all you who gather around him to present offerings. To the awesome God who takes away the life of princes, he is feared greatly by all the kings of the earth. And this is from Psalm 76, or from the Vulgate 75. And no, I don't recommend Awesome God as a hymn. Now, for additional hymns, the Cantica Nova website offers many suggestions for this day. A couple of titles in particular I highly recommend. Actually, there are three here, two of them from the Cantica Nova list. Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, which lines itself up with the second reading of the day. Text by Charles Wesley, Most Common Tune, Heiferdahl by Roland U. Pritchard. Now, if your congregation has sung Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, and I hope they have, then they'll know Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. It's easy as that. Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether. And this one lines itself up with the gospel quite nicely. Matter of fact, the closing words of Christ, where two or three are met together in my name, there am I in their midst. That shows up right in the first verse of the hymn in question, Draw Us Near the Spirit's Tether. And the tune you'll find in this one is called Union Seminary. And it is in Worship 2 and Worship 3. I might even add to the mix the Ubi Caritas, Mode 6. Now, for all other hymn and anthem suggestions, I'll leave a link in today's show notes for the Cantica Nova planning pages for this Sunday. And we'll be back. Don't do this at church. Thank you! Thank you very much! Hey, before we begin Mass this morning, I have a joke for you.
In case you're wondering why the sound quality is different for the next few minutes, that's because I'm recording this segment on my portable recorder at my kitchen table. My Yamaha tabletop keyboard is here on this table, and I'm using it for demonstration purposes today. Anywho, I actually had a couple of people over the years. One elderly lady, early to mid-80s, still very active in her parish. And a priest, mid-50s, pastor of another parish. They both asked me the following question. Why are you trying to rush benediction? I seem to get this question anytime I play the Tantum Ergo to the tune St. Thomas, the tune often attributed either to John Francis Waite or to Samuel Webb. Most of the time I use the Mo 3 chant tune, right? But periodically I like to switch off to the St. Thomas tune just for a change of pace. But for some reason there are a select few who will try to tell me that I play the St. Thomas tune too fast. And it's not really that fast. Okay, this is the tempo I've always learned it at, whether it be the Tantum Ergo text, or even the old offertory classic, Lord Accept the Gifts We Offer. That too's often used with that tune. But just to give you an idea, here's the tempo I use. Do you? I mean, come on. That's the tempo that I was trained to sing it at. I've used that tempo now for 27 years, yet for some reason, I hear from that select couple of people who would rather hear this. Point, it's not even a hymn anymore, it's a dirge. It's not like I'm using the tempo that many low church Protestant denominations would use, right? Kind of like this. Not like I'm doing that, right? And trying to convince these know-it-alls that the first tempo I demonstrated is actually an ideal tempo for the tune that I'm using is like trying to buy a dollar's worth of bubblegum for a quarter. There's nothing really wrong with the tempo. What I sense is that the people that complain about the tempo are the ones that want to stay in church for an extra 15 minutes or so, which by me is fine, okay? You want to stay around in church for an extra 15 minutes? Do it! I encourage it. But why take it out on the singing? It's not like the Tantum Ergo is the last thing sung before Jesus returns to the tabernacle. Now, one pastor I once worked with, and I'll mention his name because I have to give credit where credit is due here, the iPod Ray, would lead a monotone chant version of the Divine Praises in a solemn tempo, not dirgy, but very chant-like, very legato, and quite nice. And following that, he would chant, also in monotone, this prayer. May the heart of Jesus in the most blessed sacrament be praised, adored, and loved with grateful affection at every moment in all the tabernacles of the world, even to the end of time. Amen. Now, I mentioned the Divine Praises. Before that, the priest, and just about any priest, will normally take the monstrance and show it to the people, you know, holding it up and raising it, showing it from one side of the church to the other, in a solemn manner. And when the priest puts the monstrance away, that too is often done in a solemn manner. the way it should be done. And even from there, there are still one, sometimes two song pieces left. A closing hymn. Now, usually for the closing hymn, many go for the default, Holy God, we praise thy name. I often alternate that with Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. Maybe not that fast, but you know what I mean. That's the tune. And then some, like I normally would, go with that final chant, Adoremus in aeternum, sanctissimum sacramentum. Translated, we eternally adore the most holy sacrament. So are we rushing? Absolutely not. Now, let's sing the Tantum Ergo together, shall we?
Now, for something totally different, here is David Sear.
Thank you.
David Sear, folks. Had to get that last chord in. David Sear doing Maestro. As I like to call it, the rock version of Maestoso. Yep, Maestro. David Sear comes courtesy of Podsafe, music.podshow.com. And you can check out his MySpace. I'll leave a link for that in the show notes.
We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin.
Brought to you by those hot sensational magazines, Spirits Illustrated and Playboy.
Hello there, Seamus here. And for the first time in a while, we're going to have an adventure in classical Latin. Today's classical Latin hymn is Ubi Caritas. Oh, by the way, we're going to use the Ubi Caritas according to the 1974 Graduale Romanum. Here we go. Ubi Caritas est vera, Deus ibi est. Congregavit nos in unum Christi amor. Exultemus et in ipso jucundemur. Timeamus et ameamus Deum vivum. Et decorde diligamus nos sincero. Ubi caritas est vera, Deus ibi est. Simul ego cum in unum congregamur. Menos mente dividamur caveamus. Cesset jurgia maligna, cesset lites. Et in medio nostris sit Christus Deus. Ubi caritas est vera, Deus ibi est. Simul quoque cum beatis videamus. Gloriater vultum tuum Christe Deus. Gaudium quod est in mentum atque probum, saecula per infinita saeculorum. Ubi caritas est vera, Deus ibi est.
Don't do this at church.
Hello. Ego sum Vianis Michaelis Pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. Here are some back-to-school specials absolutely free, and they're only available at Christos Vincit Anywhere Interactive Corner. Your chance to vote for Christos Vincit Anywhere at Podcast Alley once a month. Your chance to give us a dig at dig.com. You can dig the entire show once, or you can even dig individual episodes. Your chance to leave feedback on our message boards. Your chance to become a member of the latest Facebook craze, fans of Christos Vincit Anywhere. You can also watch our videos at YouTube and Pyro.tv, and many more things you can do absolutely free. Actually, these specials aren't just for back to school, they're free all the time. Log on to crystalsvintage.com and see for yourself.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to get 2 pounds of Krakowska kielbasa, please. I have an important announcement for delis and markets that sell Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, and customers that go there. If you sell Krakowska kielbasa in your deli or market, or if you regularly shop at a store that sells Krakowska kielbasa, drop me a line at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and complete address of the store, as well as some things about the store. In return, I'll send that store an 8.5x11 piece of paper with the words, Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, available at, along with the store's name and address. You can frame it and hang it just about anywhere, prominently. Near your state or local issued store license, above your Burkle slicer, just underneath your now serving number board, or even in the bathroom. You can even make copies of it and distribute them to your neighbors or hang them on billboards or telephone poles. Of course, at the bottom of the paper, you'll find the words, listen to Christos Vincit Anywhere at christosvincit.com. This is a great chance to promote Christos Vincit Anywhere and a great product at a great deli, all at the same time. So, send me your deli at bpage69 at yahoo.com, and I'll show that deli a unique promo exchange. And as per usual, I thank you for your support. This Friday, September 5th at 7 p.m. Indiana time, there will be a solemn high mass, a votive mass of the Sacred Heart, in thanksgiving for the complete restoration of the Church of Saints Philomena and Cecilia in Oak Forest, Indiana. The Church of Saints Philomena and Cecilia is a church dedicated to the extraordinary form of Holy Mass and is staffed by the priestly fraternity of St. Peter. The organist and music director at Saints Philomena and Cecilia is a good friend of our SNARK team, Mr. Chris Sedlak. If you're in the Indianapolis area, check it out. I'll leave a link in the show notes. There is a link to the directions on that page. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again soon for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere or Christos Vincit TV. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Kowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vincit Network. This broadcast is copyright 2008, Brian Michael Page. Made on a crappy PC.